This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It is a Thursday morning. Welty Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Ken, good morning.
Morning.
Well, is it Friday yet?
Seems like it should be.
It does. Yeah, I woke up this morning and for about 30 seconds, I thought, all right. So, no, it's Thursday. But, wow. Yesterday, I think that went about as well as we could have expected.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any major faux pas, I don't think. And that's from preparation, you know, and good employees. So I don't want to mention names, but we got to meet a lot of people yesterday that I've never met before. I know you've been here longer than me, but it was just so nice to see people in a relaxed atmosphere and coming through. And what about the staff we've got here? I mean, we all do a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it seems like radio stations, other groups I talk to and friends I have in other markets, it's always doing more with less. You know, we're always trying to do that and use automation and computers to help us out and stuff. But we've got an unbelievable staff, and it was just really nice yesterday to be able to meet a lot of the listeners. And it was just nice. It was a good atmosphere. I thought it was good anyway. I went home smiling last night about 5:30, so... I know you're tired, Ken, but you had a good time yesterday hobnobbing with people.
Oh, yeah. I had a good time yesterday.
All right. Well, I hope everyone else did, too. And the one thing I wish we would have done, Cindy came up and asked me about 1 o'clock, is like a guest book so we could have gauged how many people came through here.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe at least 60. I did like a small, you know, because I was in here running the board, but I'd see people walk through in the hall, and every now and then they came in, so... You think 60 might be fairly accurate?
I'd say that's maybe too. That's too small.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Well, I think there's more than that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty good for a weekday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had rolled through before 4 o'clock for the most part, or so. We had a few later in the afternoon, but it was a good time nonetheless. And we shine up pretty nice, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We clean up pretty good. We'll get to a call here in a moment. The Skywatch weather forecast, mostly cloudy today. A chance of rain showers till midday. I did see a few sprinkles a few minutes ago. I was coming in, but nothing too bad. A high 45. Partly cloudy tonight, low 32. Cloudy tomorrow, high 42. Sunny on Saturday with a high 48. Earlier in the week, they were saying maybe 60. This weekend, but I see 55 Sunday, so that might be all right.
Well,
but
you know, they were going to have more than one day, though, of it. Now they have none.
Yeah, I know.
The only good thing about the forecast today, yesterday they did mention some rain, possible snow, first part of next week. At least for right now, they're taking that out
again. Yeah, I see that, so that's good.
So that's a good part.
Well, it's warming up quickly. It's almost already to our daytime high at 45 degrees. It's 41 now from your official weather station, WILO. Good morning, Party Line.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Michael.
Pretty good.
I want to thank everybody, Russ Casper and you guys and everybody there for opening up the studios yesterday and let us go through. That was a great thing.
Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed that.
I did. I was fully surprised, though, when I got to the front door and there was no sign that said Republicans only.
No, we took that down for the open house.
Okay, no. Very good. Thank you. And that was a really great thing to do. I like that.
Well,
I was fully expecting to see WKRP in Cincinnati studio, but yeah. All different.
Yeah, you know, I've not seen any old Wilo studio pictures, but I know that we would have had something along the lines of a couple turntables back in the 70s, you know, and everything's digital now, but everything used to be on tape, so there's a lot bigger equipment, and so yeah, it's kind of amazing. It's most of it's computers now.
Yeah,
it sure is. And I saw the computer screens where you guys would just press in a song to play.
Yeah, so, yeah.
No records, no CDs, no nothing.
No, we still have the capability to play a CD because, you know, regardless of a computer being really good and top notch, they still have problems.
That's
too.
Right. They still go down now and then. So
you got that right.
Yeah. So we've still got a CD player and a cassette player actually still hooked up here in the Wilo studio.
Okay.
That works. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a history lesson for you. Ken probably knows, so I'll direct you at this. I'll direct this at you, Kevin. What was in the Wilo studios before Wilo took over?
I know the answer to this question, and
all right.
It was because I read Russ Casper's article.
Yep.
Last night,
and I know too. After reading that too,
it was, and I think Ken, you had told me this before. It was an appliance store, basically, right?
Yes, it was.
A.W. Stout. Appliance, Household Appliances.
Stout Appliance Center, yep.
I think Liz was the one that showed me through. I'm not sure. I didn't know her, but she told me that. I didn't know.
Yeah. I kind of thought, you know, with all that metal and stuff, I don't know if that was, like, the best place Vern could have purchased, you know, a building and everything. Is like, because no telling what's buried here, I guess, right? But I don't think it's ever given us any trouble. I just thought that was kind of funny that a bunch of metal used to be here and now there's a radio station.
There you go. And, you know, the place does not look very big from the outside, I don't think, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, when you get in there, you just go and go and go.
Yeah.
It's offices everywhere.
Well,
I was impressed with that blue room. I liked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's we use that for sales purposes mainly.
Mm-hmm. And I think Liz said Russ painted that picture.
He did. Yeah, that picture that you saw back there, he did paint that.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that. You know, I think that these used to be two separate buildings.
Yeah, there was.
And then they put something in the middle,
a bridge to bridge them together.
Yeah. And so if you stand back on Barner Street, you can see that the next couple houses, what would be to our west, they look the same as ours does, only ours has a middle part that brings them together.
Yeah.
You can stand back on Barner Street and kind of see where that is. But
well, I think Liz said that not only was that an appliance store, but it was also the people's house. They lived there.
Yeah, I think this part was the appliance store, and then the one to the west was their home, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple more history questions for you.
Okay.
Do you guys, either one of you, know what is the longest surviving business in Frankfort by the same name? It's always had the same name?
Boy. I've not been here long enough to really even gauge.
I thought maybe Ken might know.
Gauge a good guess.
I'm sure I'm not going to be right, but I would say Ellis right off the top, but I don't think that's right.
Well, you were kind of close. Goodwin Funeral Home.
Oh, wow. I should have known that, yeah.
I was 11 in 1956, and Goodwin celebrated their 100th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And I remember they bought a new Cadillac ambulance. Of course, the funeral homes ran the ambulances then. It was all white with a red top, and they parked it out front there on the corner. And as a kid of 11, I went down there, and was I totally impressed with that thing.
I bet.
That was a big car.
Yeah.
And what is the second longest running business, as far as I know? Down on the square. Same name.
I said the only thing I can think of is Ellis.
Yeah, that's what I keep going back to, too, yeah.
Well, I think it's the Farmers Bank. They started in 1876.
Wow, okay. I know they've been around a long time, yeah.
Yeah, same name. And as I told you yesterday, Kevin, I agreed with Larry yesterday when he called in, agreed with everything he said.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about the Electoral College.
We were, And Ken, I was glad you were there. I was sad because I wanted to meet you, and they said that you probably would be in and out and might not be there when I got there. Yeah. But you were, and we talked several times.
Yeah, it was good, and it was very nice to meet you and everything else. And it's always nice to put a name and a face together.
Yeah, it is.
It is. This is true. And also places, because now I know why I have a hard time hearing you. They've got you stuck in that little tiny room. You can hardly breathe in there. It's far away from Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, he's usually here in the studio with me. You know, he's not in he's not in the little tiny room where his office is. That's what you were talking about.
No, not his office. I don't know what direction it'd be. I guess it'd be to the north of you. Where you were, you would have been looking at him. There's a little room between you and.
The call screening room.
Uh huh.
Yeah. No. He's not in there. He's in here
in
the studio.
Not in there?
No, he's here in the studio right here with me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Liz told me that was where he sat.
Well, sometimes he'll answer the phone if I'm doing party line, or I'll answer the phone for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Liz comes in at noon. She's not for sure.
I can hear him a little bit better today. Okay, well, you guys, thanks again, and that was really nice. And hey, did you luck out on the weather or what?
Yeah, I don't think we had too many. It sprinkled just a hair yesterday afternoon, so it wasn't too bad.
It went from 80% to 1%.
Yeah, yeah. That's
somebody good. Was on your side.
That's right.
For sure.
You guys have a good day.
You too, Michael.
Mike, take care.
Bye-bye.
It was nice to shake his hand yesterday.
Yes, it was.
And I told you, I think, Ken, off the air, he's exactly what I expected, I think. You know, you never really know.
Yeah.
And you know, if you talk to someone several times on the phone or on the air, and Michael was about what I expect. When people meet me, they say they didn't know I was as tall as I am. So I'm about 6'3". It's nothing weird, but so anyway, in about 17 minutes, we'll have Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon right here in the studio, sitting where Ken's sitting. We'll be playing musical chairs here. And it'd be nice to have Chief Bacon in here and get an update. I got to meet his wife yesterday. I know you had already met her, but she came in and got to shake her hand too, Annie. So that was nice. Also got to see Jamie Blacker yesterday. He stopped by, and it was good to see him off crutches. He was hobbling around.
Right.
And he said that they're having the West Central Indiana Elite Show Pig Sale coming up this Sunday. The viewing is between 11 and 1. The sale starts at 1 o'clock for a couple hours till about 1 to 3. They'll have 50 barrows and gilts, 6 breeders. It is the West Central Indiana Elite Show Pig Sale. If you want more information, call Jamie at 765-894-7854. That's 765-894-7854. Again, this Sunday at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, viewing 11 to 1, and then the sale between 1 and 3. That's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be doing that on Sunday. Well, less than 1 week away, Ken, is our infrastructure summit, and we'll be running the microphone cords again.
Yeah, we will be.
And I've got, we pretty much got it down because we do it for Bid for Bargains and our summits and special events in Studio C, where we did Ag Day yesterday, which went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, and again, this is working smarter, not harder. I still think there might be a little easier way to, you know, just plug in. So I might get our engineer on that when I get a chance to, when things calm down, which is never, sometime in 2030, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, but we'll have our infrastructure summit, and I think 7 guests or so, and one of those is Shan Sheridan. Saw him yesterday, too.
Yeah, Shan was there yesterday.
So it's next Wednesday. We'll do it between 9:30 and 11 o'clock, and it's basically it is a summit. It's a roundtable, and we'll be talking about infrastructure, and we've got a whole host of awesome guests that'll be there for you that day, and we'll be promoting that over the next couple days here, because it'll be here less than 1 week, so
that's right.
We do it all again. Well, this week is also Severe Weather Preparedness Week, and we'd just like to remind you that this is a time to plan, prepare, and then practice. So I like people to purchase a weather radio. They're $20 or less just about anywhere that you can find them. You can buy them online too, pretty cheap. But this gives you alerts from the National Weather Service. They're real easy to set up too, you know. Look for NOAA, the N-O-A-A on the label, all in caps. Also, the same technology designation, which allows the radios to be programmed to specific counties and types of alerts, which are the ones that we give away occasionally with the EMS here, or EMA. So, most of those already have that pre-programmed in. It's just, again, super easy to set up. And you can push the button for weather if you want to get a weather forecast, and then you can just leave it on alerts. And when there's something in our area, it'll just automatically go off and let you know that there's something in the area, severe weather-wise. So it's a great investment. It won't bug you unless it needs to, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And it can pick up signals anywhere. You know, most of them have their own antennas and stuff, so... It's also a good idea to prepare, keeping flashlights and batteries, maybe some small tools, other important items. Keep your cell phone charged. Also keep an eye on your neighbors who might be a little older or have some disabilities or something, and make sure they're doing all right. And then practice is practice makes perfect, right? Take household members quickly but calmly to the location they would move to in severe weather, ideally a basement. If a basement isn't available, go to an interior room on the lowest level with no windows. Storm cellars also offer excellent protection. And, you know, it's a good thing to just go through the motions. It wouldn't take 5 or 10 minutes to just grab the family one night and go through the motions and just talk about it and make sure everybody's prepared. And one of the reasons for practicing is that's so important is because severe weather can happen any time. You know, you might have a couple older kids at home or something while you're still at work, and they're texting you or calling you and saying, "What do we do? There's a tornado warning and everything." So it's good to talk about it and practice. Just be prepared. This is the week, but it's good to do that year round. And what were they having, Ken, in Mississippi last week? I think it was tornadoes that killed a couple people and just leveled, you know, a couple smaller communities. But right. They said that thing was on the ground for like 70 miles.
That was over in Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. I knew it was down south. And, wow, some of the video footage of that was just crazy. But, you know, the average tornado, I think they said, stays on the ground like 3 miles. And this thing was on the ground for 70 miles, which was... 8 minutes or something, you know, just unbelievable. So about 10 minutes left here in the first portion of the program. Ken and I would like to talk to you. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a buzz at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. So just a couple short weeks from now, I think Monday, we're going to have our final preparation meeting. It's the Points of Light Volunteer Fair. This will be our third annual. It's at 51 West Event Center between 4 and 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. This year, I think we're going to have at least 30 area nonprofit organizations participating, and we encourage you to come out. We'll also have Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods there helping us out as well and having a little fun in the area. So we hope that they, we look forward to working with them, and I know they've got some things to give away, and I think there's a taste testing going to take place. We'll be talking to Larry a little closer to the time, and we can maybe get some details. If you want in on this or you have any questions, just call us, 659-3338, and talk to Liz, Russ, Karen, Ken, and I could even help you out, too. So just give us a call at the radio station. If you have any questions, want to get over there or something. Ken, I was checking out, I heard your news this morning, and I was checking out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com a little bit last night. Russ put up a nice story around 8 o'clock, and I've always wondered what the history of this area, you know, our building and stuff was. And Russ, he put it out there. He wrote an excellent article on just where we started and everything. 26 steps up to the radio station every day in downtown Frankfort until 1975, going above what is now Ellis Jewelers. So I don't know, 26 steps, I don't know if we could do that. I don't know if I could do that now. What I thought was cool was we moved to our current location the year after I was born. So it's always, I'll always be able to remember, we've been here since 1975. I was born in 74, so I'll always be able to remember that now. And I never knew that. Yeah. We had a lot of people helping us out, too. Brian Alderson and the talented Alderson LLC team. Russ wasn't kidding when he wrote that they spent months inside the building, painstakingly making the transformation a room-by-room reality, and Michael was talking about that. It was so open and stuff. Well, that's part of smoke and mirrors because we just painted everything a little lighter, but we did take out a few walls where we didn't need them, and we were going to take out a few more, but, you know, it's just kind of maybe the load-bearing or something we ran into. So, but we're pretty happy with the new digs, and Marlene was in here yesterday. I never had a chance to meet her. She was our bookkeeper for 30 years, and so that was pretty cool. She was just... She was blown away.
Yeah, she was.
You know, she's not been here. I don't know how long it was. Maybe
about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, yeah. And, yeah, she was just walking through smiling and everything. So it was nice to nice to see her. But it's a really cool story, and there's video and photos on there. And you can also look us up on Facebook or look me up on Facebook. And I've got some photos on there as well. So, Ken, I know we wanted to talk a little bit about the road paving. I heard that in your news this morning. This is something we wasn't sure of and ends up being some real good news for Frankfort.
Yeah, it is. It's the grants, they accepted the bid yesterday for $696,200 from Reith Riley. 14 projects are going to start June the 1st. It has to be, all has to be done by October 31st. And it looks like they're going to, since the bids came in a little bit less than they expected, it looks like they're going to be able to give at least another road, maybe two, added into the paving mix. Because you can't keep any of the community crossings dollars. It has to be all spent or you got to give it back.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So that hardly ever happens that things are coming in lower than expected. So one more street is a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, one or two, you know. So here's the part I love. June 1st through October 31st. That's moving along at a pretty good clip to get this done, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they only have a small window, but this is exciting. So there's been a lot of paving in the last couple of years here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been some roads I've driven on even before I moved here. And I'm thinking, my gosh, when can we do something about this? And boom, all of a sudden, they do something about it. So
the only bad thing, the only bad thing is that, you know, the later you get in the year, the closer you get to the October 31st year end date. And if you accidentally get a little bit of freezing rain before the road gets roughed up, you got some problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is kind of later in the year. It, mm-hmm. you always have that option.
I mean, you hope it never happens, and most of the time it doesn't. But, you know, if they're running late for whatever reason and we happen to get a little bit of, you know, that early wintry mix, it can be a lot of fun. But, mm-hmm. you know, because the roads, in all honesty, need to be roughed up a little bit.
Right. You got to have something to stick to.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Ken has a complete list at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm not going to read them all there, but you can go there and check it out. It's road paving starting June 1st in the city of Frankfort. So that's very, very, very good news. Anything else, Ken, we want to roll past people? I know you had a 17-hour day yesterday, right?
Yes, I did.
And so you're going home right after Party Line, right?
I'm going to try to. Okay, I'd like to, but I'm not saying I will. But
well, if I don't see you the rest, I know you've been here, you know, early this morning.
Yeah.
And if I don't see you the rest of the day, I can take care of things. So
I was here at 3:30 this morning, but you know, didn't get home till after 9, and didn't get in bed till almost 10 last night. So.
Yeah, that's tough. So you got a full 5 hours though.
Yeah.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
Well, you do whatever you need to do today, Ken, to take care of yourself, and we appreciate that. Still about 5 minutes left in the program here. It is Wylo's Party Line, and again, it was so nice at our open house yesterday to see some people that I've talked to on the phone or I've heard their name, but didn't, you know, had never, it's just always good to put the face with the name, like you said, Kim. It was nice. I met Karen Gregerson from the Farmers Bank, and she was in here, and we talked to her for a few minutes. And then within a half hour, I went out there to talk to Liz about something, and there were there's a nice set of live flowers out there from the Farmers Bank. Mm-hmm. They'd sent us a nice little arrangement yesterday.
And also about, I'd say, between almost 10 of their employees showed up here yesterday.
They did, yeah. Yeah, we appreciate that.
It was really good to see a lot of them. I hadn't seen some of them for a little while.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, so many times, you know, I know you're out and about a little more than I am at meetings and stuff, but it's kind of like I talk to people on Facebook or, we text or message or whatever, or email or phone, but I get to see them at, like, the hot dog festival. That's the only time I actually see them, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm starting to recognize people now. So that's always a good thing. I think the mayor stopped in yesterday, but I was back here. He's always in the studio, so.
Yeah, he was here. Okay. Along with Kevin Evans and Sam Payne, we're all three here yesterday.
I thought I saw or heard them back there, but I was in here running the control board, so.
Yeah, I beat Chris to the 2 o'clock meeting.
You did?
Yeah, that's where I was headed, at the Board of Works meeting at 2. Well,
I think he was here for a few minutes.
So yeah, he was.
We appreciate him stopping by and his support, as always. All right, let's see if this is a phone call for us. Still about 3 or 4 minutes. We've got some public service announcement. People have been flying those to us, including the Spring Fling Craft Show. I think Kathy Stout had sent this over to us yesterday on Facebook. It's Saturday, April 6th, from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. They'll have lunch, snacks, and drinks. The Doghouse of the Frankfort Middle School, that's at 329 North Mash Road in Frankfort. Vendors can contact Kathy at 765-659-3321. And the proceeds are going to help purchase a 3D printer or an AED. So that's pretty cool. They do this every year, don't they, Ken, I think?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I think Melissa Miller was telling me about that. So, Ken, thanks as always, and just another half hour, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that. We want to thank our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Reminded, just like you. Milner Healthcare. Ivy Tech Community College. Changing lives. Simple Time Antique. Step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper.